Hello?
Lisa?
Yes, Scotty, I was trying to call you back. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yeah, tell that dude I'm not a dude, would you please?
Okay, all right, no
The
worries.
guy, whoever answered the phone said.
I apologize for that. Don't worry about it. Okay, so I was telling you that the separate file for the previous edits, why it's not attached or submerged in one file is because we wanted to show you the track changes on the previous file. Now, if we submerge them, then you won't be able to see the track changes of the previous file. That's why if you see all the yellow content in the compiled file with the new edits, they don't have track changes on them.
Okay, I guess I'm.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, it's just now I don't want to get lost between them. So,
Okay. See, if we include the previous edited content in a new file, we will lose the track changes, and we wanted to show you the track changes as well. So we gave you one file with track changes of the previous content, and the second file had the previous content revised but without track changes. So that all that yellow content in the second file, you won't be able to make out whether or not the edits, where exactly the edits were done. All right? But if you look at the new edits, they are in that same file. If it's confusing for you, let me try and have it sent in a compiled file. Would that work?
Well, I mean, I'm not. I suppose I. Okay, so I don't need to be looking at. You're just. So I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, because everything is highlighted when I open up the smaller file,
Yeah, that's
which is
because
just the previous file.
you know that the highlighted content that is there in the second file is the same content of the first file but without track changes. So you cannot make out what exactly was changed. If you need to review the yellow content, you will have to go to the first file. Make sense?
Yeah, I'll just go to my own file and track it against that. I don't necessarily. Okay, I think I understand what you're doing now. So
Yeah, see,
really.
whatever changes, let me open up the file and give you an example. Really quickly, let me find that. Okay, Scotty. Just give me a moment. I'm just opening up these files so I can explain to you what exactly happened. All right, so here are the two files. Okay, and they've done minor edits, all right? So they're not changing a lot of stuff unless it is required, you know, absolutely necessary. So that part is sorted. All right, so I got the file open up. Now, let me open the second file. I'm so sorry, my system is working so slow. Okay.
I can't even get back to where that, I guess, my dashboard.
Okay, all right. Now I got both files opened up here. Now if you look at the first file which has yellow content. No, I'm sorry. The first file would be the other one with track changes. All right, let me find the first change. I'm so sorry. It could have been sent to you in a more convenient way. I understand that it's a hassle, but when we move on, it's going to be resolved. I mean, you know, once we have covered this last batch of edits, we will be able to send everything to you in a compiled file. All right, now if
Okay.
I look at, the first file would show you track changes as well. But on the other hand, if you look at the file which is, you know, which has all the content highlighted in yellow, that's not going to show you what it was before. it's only going to show you what it's changed to. So if you need to see what it was before, whatever we scratched out or revised, then you'll have to refer to the first file. Other than that,
okay.
If you want to review it thoroughly, you can just use one file, which is the one where we have highlighted the content in yellow. Why don't you just use that file? Forget about the other one, okay? Just review this.
Wait, which one am I forgetting? Because the one that's highlighted in yellow doesn't have edits after it, does it?
It does. If you go to the one which has yellow highlights after page... Okay, from page 11 onwards, it has new edits till page 30. So all the yellow content is the last batch, all right? It was just revised according to your comments, and it was replaced here, okay? And that's why you can't see any track changes there. That's the problem. That's why we sent you a separate file to review the tracks of this particular content. But I don't think you need to review that. You can just review this file, the one that has yellow content on it. Just review the first 11 pages thoroughly, and then you can just proceed from 11 onwards till 30 for the new edits. All right? And so when you send back the file to me, this will only be one file. All right?
Yeah.
Just about the second one. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. And just in case if you're stuck anywhere, let me know, okay?
Thank you, Lisa.
No worries. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.